8 tools for managing a micromanager. In last week's article, I wrote about 5 reasons why managers micromanage. There's a link down below if you haven't read it yet. Working under a micromanager can be challenging and frustrating. The constant scrutiny, lack of autonomy, and the feeling of being under a microscope can hinder creativity, demoralize employees, and hinder productivity. However, it's essential to remember that there are always ways to cope with this situation effectively. In this article, as promised, I'll explore some strategies to deal with a micromanaging manager and foster a more productive and harmonious work environment. Tools. Number one, understand their perspective. Before jumping to conclusions, it's important to try and understand the reasons behind your manager's micromanagement tendencies. Some managers may feel a need to control every aspect of their team's work due to their own insecurities, past negative experiences, or pressure from upper management. To understand more on this topic, again, I recommend listening to last week's article, 5 Reasons Why Managers Micromanage. By empathizing with their perspective, you can approach the situation with more compassion and patience. It's important to point out that although someone's need to micromanage you can feel really personal, it's rarely about you. It's about their need to feel in control. Number 2, build trust and open communication. Building trust is crucial when dealing with a micromanaging manager. Proactively communicate your progress, milestones, and plans to keep them in the loop. Schedule regular check-ins to provide updates on your projects and seek their input. By being transparent, you can help alleviate their concerns and gradually earn their trust. Number 3, clarify expectations. One reason why managers tend to micromanage is their desire for things to be done a certain way. To reduce their need for constant oversight, make sure you have a clear understanding of their expectations. Discuss and document specific objectives, timelines, and desired outcomes. You create a foundation for more autonomy and decision-making power by aligning your goals with theirs. Number 4, demonstrate competence and reliability. Take the initiative and demonstrate your competence and reliability in executing your tasks. By consistently delivering high quality work and meeting deadlines, you can build credibility with your manager. This in turn can instill confidence in their ability to trust you with more autonomy and reduce their need for constant supervision. Number 5, proactively seek feedback. Instead of waiting for your manager's input, take the initiative to seek feedback on your work. Requesting feedback not only shows your commitment to improvement, but also gives you an opportunity to address any concerns they may have. By taking this proactive approach, you may find that your manager's need to micromanage diminishes as they recognize your willingness to learn and grow. Number 6, offer solutions and suggestions. If you identify areas where you believe your manager's involvement could be reduced, proactively offer solutions and suggestions. Present your ideas respectfully and constructively, highlighting how they can benefit you and the team. By taking an active role in problem solving, you may help your manager realize you can be trusted with more autonomy. Number 7, foster an open dialogue. Create an environment where open dialogue and feedback are encouraged. During team meetings or one-to-one conversations, share your thoughts on the team's processes, workflow, and communication. Encourage your colleagues to contribute their ideas as well. By fostering a culture of collaboration, you may help your manager recognize the value of a more hands-off approach. Number 8, seek support from colleagues and mentors. Talking to colleagues who've experienced similar situations can provide valuable insights and support. They may offer suggestions on how they dealt with a micromanaging manager, or share their perspective on the situation. Additionally, if you have a mentor or a trusted senior colleague, seek their guidance and advice on navigating the challenges posed by your manager's management style. If things don't improve, if it begins to affect your mental health, or you feel uncomfortable or even bullied, you must take action sooner rather than later. I recommend raising the issue with another manager or your company's HR department for support and advice. If that's a step you decide to take, I advise having evidence, for example, diary notes, emails, texts, witnesses, etc., to support your claims. As a qualified HR professional, I know that acting without substantiation is often difficult. Conclusion. Working with a micromanager can be a frustrating experience, but it's important to approach the situation with patience, empathy, and proactive communication. You can gradually create a more autonomous work environment by understanding their perspective, building trust, and demonstrating your competence. Remember, by fostering open dialogue and seeking support from colleagues, you can navigate the challenges and focus on personal growth and professional success. What next? If you think this article will be helpful to others, please consider forwarding it. It takes seconds and assists me in getting this free content in front of more people. Plus, you never know who you may be helping with that small act of kindness. If you've never considered coaching or would like to hear more about my unique approach, please contact me at joe@joebanks.net for a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. Finally, if you haven't subscribed to receive my weekly newsletter, which contains my latest articles, news, and special offers, click the newsletter tab in the menu above. As a thank you, you'll receive free access to my 30-page mini course on how to hack your happy hormones. As always, thank you for your continued support.